Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. They're open now until the snow flies. Check out the website for hours and details. And it's not too early to think about getting your 2021 season passes. Always a great holiday gift idea. Just go to GreatLakesDragaway.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Great Lakes Dragaway, pick a lane. It's you. It's Gary Ehlers and the former Packer and Badger running back. It's Leroy Butler. Yeah, you are listening to the guy that invented the Lambeau Leap. Invented game day brats. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. He's here every day during the week, 2 to 6, right
I
here.
I have my own show without you and Gary to interrupt me every day. That's what I need. Tell Mitch I'm going to call him after the show, Steve.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Sounds.
Can you do my ins and outs for me, though?
Sounds good. I can pre-record them for you. Yeah?
No, man. I can pre-record. I need you on the show to argue with me, and I need Gary on there to say weird and conspiracy.
Oh, so you just want to change the name of the afternoon show to the Leroy Butler Show with Gary Ellerson and Sparky. And that way, Gary can't tell you that it's his show. And then that takes care of that.
As long as you give two things.
Two things.
Give me a hum button that I can hit every time Gary says hum.
A hum button like this?
Hum.
Yeah.
Yes. I got to control it, though, because he says it 50 times and Plucker miss it.
Well, that's not Plucker's fault. It's my fault. But
another
thing,
you and Gary must disagree.
No, that's not
y'all
how
cannot
we
ever agree.
That's not how this rolls. You know that. That's not how this goes. Top of the hour brought to you by Toro Snowblowers.
Right.
For grizzly winners, you need a Toro Power Max Snowblower. It's a Bison Snowack now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max Snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now.
I ain't finna use it.
Win winter with a Toro. All right, the right lane for the Great Lakes Dragaway pick a lane. It did snow today, but as far as I know, Great Lakes Dragaway is still open. I've not heard from Roy Henning telling me that otherwise, so we're going to go with the assumption that Great Lakes still running until I hear from Roy Henning at some point. Right lane, how impressed were you by the Packers' win yesterday against the Texans? Didn't seem earlier in the show that many were. Left lane, can Graham Mertz lead the Badgers to a college football playoff berth? Hashtag Mertzmania. And the return lane, do you feel any better about the Packers after the win, considering how bad we were last week, feeling about ourselves after the Bucs killed the Packers? Those are the three lanes. Great Lakes Dragaway, pick a lane. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us. At 12:50 a.m., the Fan will start with the right lane first. Leroy Butler, how impressed were you by the Packers' win yesterday against the Texans?
Considering that 33 didn't play, 20 didn't play, 69 didn't play, you can stop me, whatever. I ain't got to go through that again. Hey, man, listen, they were missing a lot of starters. And I know what people are saying. Hey, listen. I don't want to see them beat up on no bad team. I want to see when they play San Francisco on Thursday. But you can't just leap. You can't just leap over the teams you have to play. Because here's the confusing thing. I think I tweeted this. I don't know if it went out yet. How you gonna, Gary?
How you gonna?
How you gonna be upset if they get trapped in a trap game, but they beat the trapper? So, in other words, why don't you guys just hibernate to January? Y'all don't care nothing about these games. Y'all only get full phone line when they lose.
Hey, man,
Steve,
I told
Gary
you before.
Y'all tried to tell me. I'm hard headed,
but
Steve.
I'll try to tell you something else again. You don't agree with me on this, but that's okay. It's a lot easier to tell somebody you don't like them than it is to tell somebody you love them.
It's yeah, a I lot disagree easier. With that. I love to tell people I love our callers.
Yeah, but like I said, I you weren't going to agree. You're different. But I'm just saying, with a lot of people, it's you and your significant other, and nobody wants to say I love you first. Everybody's like, I'm not going to say it. Yeah, I'm not going to say it. But when it's time to get broken up, then they can't wait to be the first one to tell the other person it's over. So, to me,
you're probably right about some of that.
It's similar. Hey, we got some a report out here from Ian Rappaport of NFL.
Now, is it breaking news or is it just a report?
That's a report.
Mike McCarthy gone?
No, but it does involve the Cowboys.
No.
I want to see your interest level, Gary
right,
and Leroy.
Give me interest.
Ian Rappaport reports the Cowboys have made it known that veteran defensive end Everson Griffin is available in a trade ahead of next week's deadline. Rappaport mentioned that Griffin is owed around half of his $6 million salary for the 2020 season. So you're going to owe him $3 million for the rest of the season.
Why would I want to get him when I could already had him?
Well, you didn't get him the first time, and you still need help on the defensive line last time I checked.
He's a 4-3 outside guy. I don't need – no.
Now, the Vikings –
I need J.J. Watt.
The Vikings definitely need him, and I wouldn't be surprised if he got sucked back in Minnesota.
No, man, they ain't finished. No, man. They
Danielle Hunter is
why
out.
Why would they do that?
Danielle Hunter is out. They traded the other dude to Baltimore.
Gary was right. They're tanking. They're tanking,
the Vikings?
Dog. Yeah, man.
All right, so they're done. So they're out then. Fine.
Yeah, they got to go find a 4-3 team.
Yeah, why do you think they released him, Steve?
I don't know. I don't know if he was a problem maker, possibly in the locker room. Right. I mean, that's my guess, but I don't want to throw that out there because it's pure speculation. I have no idea.
Well, right. I mean, if they're starting to release players like that right away.
Or they realize it's over because they have to play with their third-string quarterback, so they're going to start throwing names out there that might get them a return.
They could start purging, too. Either that or they figured out who said what. I mean, I don't know. I just stay away from Cowboys right now. That's just some bad
exactly.
mojo. That's just some bad mojo over in there. Let somebody else go get him. He's already got
I'll take
CeeDee
Lamb if they want to get rid of him.
Yeah, now they want to get rid of him, I'll take it. But they already got, he already got some bad stuff going on with him too. So,
what's wrong with him?
I don't know. Did he jump on somebody's wife or something over there, Steve? What did he do?
What? Who?
CeeDee Lamb?
Not CeeDee Lamb. No.
No, Everson Griffin. Did he go beat down somebody's wife's door?
No, that's not him. No, Everson Griffin played for the Vikings.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Look it up. Did he go beat down somebody?
No.
On which team?
No.
The Vikings.
On which team?
The Vikings.
You ain't talking about the guy who got suspended and just reinstated. Not him.
No, not him. No. I thought he lost it and went and beat on somebody. One of his teammates, wife, door, or something, bust down their house, sitting outside.
Oh, he 2018.
Yeah, okay. What
did
he do?
Where because in Minnesota?
He lost it for a little while. He ended up in the hospital.
Yeah.
To be evaluated.
Know what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Now?
What didn't he beat on teammate's wife's door?
I don't know about
like
all,
that.
I don't.
Yeah.
Just say allegedly, man.
Yeah, I know.
Allegedly.
I'm definitely not getting into that whole thing.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's what I thought I had heard somewhere, something like that. Then he had to go be evaluated. Yeah, so he's getting – no, I'm on –
He was at a hotel with a firearm when police came to check on him. That's
all
I see.
He did that, too. He had something else.
What is the Second Amendment?
Allegedly. I mean, he had a lot going on. Yeah. I don't know. I may stay away from that one, Steve. What you think?
Yeah, he had mental issues, it appears.
Yeah.
Police
learned
from Vikings player development director Les Pico – that Griffin, quote, has been really struggling for the past few weeks, end quote. Police reports read, Pico said Griffin, quote, had been explosive, screaming and yelling, end quote, at practice. Reports continue, Pico called Griffin paranoid and prone to repeating himself.
Right.
Griffin's wife then called and said he was at teammate Trey Wayne, former guy that played at Kenosha Bradford, home down the road. Griffin was trying to break in, had jumped through bushes and was shirtless. Within minutes, Griffin's wife notified police that he was in a pickup truck with someone who didn't know what to do with him. The man had encountered Griffin at a gas station and delivered him home.
Yeah, so I mean he just had some issues.
I think that's almost solved.
He got almost stayed away from that though, Leroy.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be the reason. He's just not a good fit because he's an outside, hand in the dirt, outside guy. I don't need no more outside guys. I'm trying to develop 52, see if he turned out to be something. I want to stun his growth.
Well, we don't really need to develop 52.
Rashawn Gary, you're still on that? He's not here for production. You yourself said that.
We don't need to develop him.
Right, so I'm trying to – I don't want to stun his growth. So
what growth?
I need him to be out there. He almost got two sacks last week.
We don't need for him to do nothing.
He grabbed a face mask or two.
Growth.
That kid going to be a player, man. So I'm done. They need inside people, Steve. Go find some inside people. Like J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Go find J.J. Watt.
I'd be fine with J.J. Watt. Be totally fine with it.
Yeah.
All right. So the right lane on press were you by the Packers win yesterday against the Texans. The left lane,
Barry
Eller said, can Graham Mertz lead the Badgers to a college football playoff berth?
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, Steve.
That's a no, Steve.
I don't know.
He can't do it.
Well, listen to this. He can't do it by himself, right? I mean, we've seen this. I mean, we've had running backs on top of running backs. What did they do? I mean, they got us close. So which means that when we had running backs, we were probably a quarterback away. Now we have a quarterback, and now we're going to be a running back and receiver away. I mean, even when we had a quarterback, we had receivers too. This time, we just got a quarterback. We don't have receivers or we don't have running backs yet. They may be on the horizon. They may be coming. But he can't do it by himself. If you go look at teams that have been in the playoffs and have won national championships, they got everything. They got maybe like 2-3 guys on in the first round on offense. They probably got like 2-3 guys in the first round on defense. Go look at LSU when they won it. Go look at Alabama when they won it. Go look at Clemson when they won it. Hey, Clemson had like 30 guys on defense get drafted in one draft. So, no, we need more, and we don't have enough. I will say this, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, yet. But can we catch lightning in the bottle? You're going to tell me, because I told you, Steve, it's just like the Bucks. It's just like the Brewers, it's just like the Packers.
No,
if you said no, I was wrong. You never did tell me why I was wrong.
I don't think it's comparable to the Bucks or the Packers or probably any professional team for that matter. Because when you have a Hall of Fame player, you get a Hall of Fame player for 5 to 10 years or sometimes longer. With the Badgers, you get a great player for maybe 3 years and then they're gone. And then you got to start back over again. When you have Aaron Rodgers, you get him for a decade and they have 10 years to figure out how to get it done. When you have Mertz, like Leroy was saying earlier, he thinks he's out of here in 2 years. So if that's the case, you don't have nearly as much time with him. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted Mertz to play right away last year and not have to wait a year. But it is what it is and we are where we are.
Well, here's what you did. And you're right about that. But you took it out of context a little bit. And what I mean by that.
I apologize.
No. We've seen the 11-1s. We've seen the 10-2s from the Badgers. We've seen the 9-2s.
Stumble against teams they should be.
We've seen all that. That's very similar to the Packers.
Oh, from that perspective, yes.
Beat teams you're supposed to beat.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you lose that one game you were supposed
to lose.
Lose
to Cincinnati or something when they were bad.
Are you kidding me? Why are we losing to Illinois?
Illinois last year.
Yep, that's another one. Yep, no question. All right, so the left lane, can Graham Mertz lead the Badgers to a college football playoff berth? And the return lane, do you feel any better about the Packers after the win? Because we were all down in the dumps, Leroy, last week after the Buccaneers game.
Yeah, it was rough. I mean, it was so rough. The national media people are attacking Aaron Rodgers. Now, throw 4 touchdowns and you hear crickets. So it's all catch 22. Listen, I know what people are saying. They're saying, I'm going to wait to when they play 3 teams on their schedule. Everybody else, I can care less. Come on. And I just don't get it. Sometimes I just don't get it. But I like when people put it into thinking Super Bowls, you know. So when you see people like Antonio Brown sign for, you know, $1 million or something like that, I think he can make up to 2.5. You say to your team, we could have did that. Sometimes fans just want to do anything, Steve or Gary, and just say you're in the game. That's why I go back to, I don't know why I keep pivoting back to J.J. Watt, but the Khalil Mack thing still rings in my head. I think Gary mentioned earlier he thinks Gutekunst really wants to do something based on the fact that he's been a little bit more active in free agency than Ted. I just think that the analytics department is saying you're 5-1 without these guys. Are you 5-1 with these guys? If you're 5-1 without these guys, if you're, in other words, you're the same team, then why would you do anything? That's what frustrates fans. Agreed, Steve?
Yes.
Don't that frustrate fans? But and I think they sometimes they don't think like we think, first of all. Put that to the side. I think sometimes they say we view Aaron Rodgers differently than most people, than people who don't like him for no reason. We view him as long as he's in the uniform, we're going for it. We can disagree on how you get there, but the fans are saying, once we're there, I will feel better if J.J. Watt was in a uniform. The Packers are saying, it don't matter who's in the uniform.
It don't matter.
We should still expect to win. And that's kind of, I hope the fan base don't split over that, because that's what I'm hearing. Because I thought it'd be more people excited that they got back. Okay, you lost it. Tampa, you 38 unanswered points. You come back and you score 35. Now you're back up to in that averaging around 30 points a game. I thought that fans would be excited. Nah, the biggest story is whether or not a redshirt quarterback has COVID or not. Kind of a head scratcher.
All right, those are the three lanes. Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Pick out which one you,
want
and hop in.
You want to if you want to.
414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM. The Fantasy Rusty in Texas is on hold. We'll get to him. But first, Gary Ellerson, tell us all about our good friends, J&J Contractors.
You're my good friends over at J&J Contractors. Go see him now. Talk to my good friend. His name is Jason. Guys, if you want to redo your kitchen, countertops, cabinets, floors. A lot of people cooking a lot of food these days. They're taking up a new hobby in that, and now you want to have some more space in your kitchen. Well, my good friends at J&J Contracts can come over and do it. Now you want to live in your house because, you know, interest rates are super low now. You want to, you know, do your house and fix it up and make it look nice because you like living next door to Jimmy and Barb over there. You guys raise all your children.
Jimmy and Barb.
Yeah, you know, raise them all up. They're gone. And now you're looking to just add something to your house, renovate it. You can do that. If you're looking to, if you look like Steve Sparky Pfeiffer or myself.
Invest in it.
Well, no, you got this livable space in your house in the basement. You want to create some more room for the kids to go and play in that playroom. Well, my good friends at J&J Contracts can do that. And in this time of COVID-19, there's a lot of people working out of their house, Stevie. If you want to create an office space within your house, so my good friends at J&J Contracts can get that done as well. A lot of kids now, if you are doing virtual at the house and not going to school, well, create that space where they can go and study at and have their own study room instead of doing their basement. My good friends at J&J Contracts can do that and so much more. Call them up today. Ask for my good friend Jason at J&J Contractors.
It's a Robert Half Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHackDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on 1250 AM, The Fan.
It's the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios on a Robert Half Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winners, you need a Toro Power Max Snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max Snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. Rusty in Texas, you're next up on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane here on the Wendy's Big Show.
How we're doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Hope all right, Rusty. Well. Yeah.
Rusty, send me some gator tail up here, man.
Oh, there or ain't some no turtle gators snoot. Where I live in Texas.
Oh, good for you.
Longhorn beef, though.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I like
come
that.
Come down here. I'll throw a barbecue for all of you.
Okay. Now, what would be on that menu? What would you have?
Well, there'll be brisket. There'll be ribs. Ooh, there'll be sausage. Yes.
Oh, man.
And some cold libations.
Oh, we got to have some libations. If I'm coming, you better have some libations. Say that right now,
and
Russ.
And some cigars as well.
I want to sit out there on the back 40. I want to sit out on the back 40 and watch the libation. Sun go down.
Yeah, we can do that. It's the law to have barbecue without a beer.
A smoke. I need a smoke. Come on with it. Some libations.
What you got, my brother? What you got?
Well, I tell you what, it was a good win. It was good to see them take care of business, especially when we're kind of the walking wounded right now.
Yeah.
In some ways, it reminds me a little bit of 2011. You know, it seemed like every time we turned around, somebody went down, and then somebody stepped up. And I think that's the biggest thing. You know, last week we came out flat. I mean, it happened. They all took ownership. They all came back. They did a good job. You know, the naysayers, I mean, you the media is going to throw out stuff to get clicks, you know, because they get advertising money for every click. So I just ignore that. And for the fans that have issue with it, you know, they need to remember back to the days when we passed on Hall of Fame quarterbacks and receivers to get Tony Mandarich. So,
you're right about that. You are right about that.
Yeah. But anyway, we get through this COVID, boys. I'll have a barbecue for you.
Y'all Rusty.
I appreciate it, Rusty.
Rusty, where in Texas are you at, Rusty?
I'm just north of Athens, Texas, which is southeast of Dallas, about 75 miles.
I got something for you, Rusty, real quick here. Just came across from Clarence Hill Jr., who covers the Cowboys for a long time, just tweeted out, conference call with Cowboys defensive coordinator Mike Nolan has been put on hold because he got Tabasco sauce on his finger and got it into his eye. Can't make this stuff up.
Oh, that happened to a good friend of mine.
Oh, my God. Come on, man.
That happened to a good friend of mine. Yep, sure did.
Yeah. You got to watch out for them jalapenos.
Yeah, you do.
All right, Rusty.
Thank you, Rusty.
See you later, Rusty. Yeah. You can't even make that stuff up. Literally, come on, man.
Now, let's be honest. That's not Rusty. That's Brett Favre, man. Come on.
That's not Brett Favre.
That's Brett Favre.
Doesn't even sound like Brett to me.
What?
Doesn't sound like Brett to me.
He sounds just like Brett Favre.
Gary, you think he sounds like Brett Favre?
Exactly like Brett Favre.
No. Put him
exactly
in his cycle.
Like Brett Favre.
Put him in his cycle.
I'm not there on that, Leroy. Normally, I'm pretty good hearing voices, but that one I don't hear.
Next time he calls, have an open mind. You tell me that.
I'll have an open mind. Right, yeah, sure.
2011.
I don't hear it.
Remind me of 2011. That's Brett Favre, man. I'm telling you, off the Eagles, man. No, he's calling Eagles. He don't want me and Gary to say he want to see him get hurt. So he.
Well, why don't you just pick up the phone and call him, Roy?
I ain't got his number, cuz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, I know one thing. If Brett got stuck living up here, he probably would want to golf year-round, and you're going to have to find somewhere indoor to go golf, I think, going forward, Gary, considering we saw snow today.
Yeah, guys, outdoor golf season might be in it, but, you know, you don't want to put your clubs, or you don't have to put your clubs away. You can keep your swing on at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center, where they have the latest state-of-the-art, high-definition golf simulators of over 100 leading courses like Pebble Beach, Doral, Pinehurst, and others. Guys, get a foursome together for their grand opening weekend starting this Saturday while you're enjoying your favorite beverage at their new full bar on site. Leagues are also forming right now, guys, and to learn more, visit their website, WisconsinIndoorGolfCenter.com. When it's cold outside, keep your golf swing going inside at the Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center.
I just read an article earlier today about the indoor places to golf around here.
Yeah,
these leagues are like filling up
real.
Fast.
Real now. Yeah.
Like everything going on, hand slow to anybody down.
Right,
like they are completely booked. So, like if you're thinking about booking and getting a team into a league, or you being into a league, however this works, I'd recommend you do it right now based on the article I read today, because these things appear very, very popular right now. Yeah. And Leroy, you've never considered doing something like that inside, nice and warm, go play golf year-round?
Well, Leroy came out to the Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center with me last year, Steve.
But I thought Leroy was pretty good. Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Leroy ain't got time for all that. I mean, he got
for the tournament or somebody gonna pay me.
Yeah, he ain't, he ain't got time for all that. Yeah, he just doing it. Yeah, but he came out last year though to Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. Him,
I remember that. Yeah.
And the girls and that, they came out and we played around.
Yeah, Maria got a pretty good swing, but she let the club go.
Mm-hmm. She what?
Other than that.
And the backswing?
Yeah, other than that, you better get out the way. She did
like Borat. And the guy said, well, Borat, don't let the club go.
Nobody watching
Borat.
No Borat, man.
No, Borat
let the club go anyway, man. Borat's a genius.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Sasha Baron Cohen is a national treasure.
National treasure? Oh, stop. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Wendy's Big Show. Shut up. Live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. Nobel Peace Prize. You need to stop. You are losing. Stop. Gary's the man. We'll talk about that coming up next. Big Show Knows Fantasy Recap.
Big Show.
I can jinx anybody. This Big Show Knows Fantasy thing, I swear to God, you could be the hottest player in the NFL. I say your name and whoop, you almost lose to the Jets once I say your name. Unbelievable. Up next.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
I don't know if I'm disappointed. Perplexed may be it. That might be the word.
Yeah, that's it.
And Packer fans right now. If you do, damn if you don't. I mean, it's just, it just blowing my mind. I do get the frustration. The frustration could be is we're supposed to win that game. I seen Brett Favre throw it over there when he should have thrown it over here. And the Giants beat us over at Lambeau Field. I was
what
there.
What about Seattle?
I seen Seattle at Seattle. I mean, I was there. And it feel like all you people now are just waiting for that. But let me give you facts here. Here's the facts. At Houston. Ooh. You were without four starters. That was a tough win to go get. I'm very impressed. And
let
you should be too.
I want to hear Steve.
You should be too, Packer fans.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
Served up hot and fresh live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios on a Robert Half Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Are you going hunting up north? Don't want to miss your favorite shows on The Fan? Answer is easy. Simply download the radio.com app and take The Fan with you. For instance, Wendy's Big Show tomorrow, 4:35. All-pro left tackle David Bakhtiari joins the show at 4:35. Coming up tomorrow afternoon, so you probably don't want to miss that. Wednesday, at 2:15, the future Hall of Famer Charles Woodson joins the Wendy's Big Show. Probably don't want to miss that on the Big Show at 2:15. So that's why we got to take that radio.com app. Tomorrow morning, Zach Gelb, who you're here here next at 6
that's
o'clock.
That's my guy.
He's
that's
on with Bart Winkler tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And Mike Clemens will join Bart tomorrow at 9:30. Also tomorrow on Bill Michaels' show, Jerry DiNardo. The coach, 12:35 with Bill Michaels. Michael Lombardi, you know, he's always got good stuff to say about the Packers.
Radio.com. They must have done something to Mike Lombardi.
NFL Insider. Yeah, Michael Lombardi, 105 tomorrow.
You got to ask him. You ask, 105.
105 tomorrow with Bill Michaels. Yep.
You think they promised him a job they didn't get to him?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
A GM or coach?
I don't know.
GM. Michael Lombardi, GM, right?
Yeah, he was a GM, yeah. Ran the Browns for a little bit. Yeah, he's been around for a while. Long time.
For a minute,
And he has an opinion.
He must have won the Ted guy. He must have won the Ted guy.
Must have won him?
Yeah, I don't know if he
if
was
you're
a...
you're not a Ted guy, you're not getting a look in that organization. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's a true fact.
That's true.
If you ain't got no tie to Ted.
Well, if Goody doesn't start drafting better, they're going to have a whole new family in the front office.
But no, he's going to be fine because his free agents are working. So he's good.
Well, Za'Darius is working. Preston worked for a year.
That's all he needs.
Well, he worked. One of them worked for a year.
31 working out. Amos working out.
We talked about the safety play earlier. You weren't all that high on either one of them earlier in the year.
I'm talking about Savage.
Amos?
Amos had a good game. He got a sack.
No. I'm saying overall. Yes, he had a good game this week. I agree.
Overall, ain't none of them got no picks.
Right.
You want picks, sacks, pick up fumbles.
Agreed. Yes.
But it's still early. I mean, do you know how bad the safeties were before Amos and Savage?
Oh, yeah. I was here. Bad. Yeah.
Micah Hyde should have never left. The tight end and Jared Cook never left. You know, those guys make a big difference in this defense, and offense in the locker room. Jared Cook, the man, cuz.
Just not there on the Jared Cook thing. Never have been. Here is your fantasy recap.
These guys claim to know a lot, but let's see if these guys really know fantasy football. Who did the best over the weekend? Let's find out now during our Big Show Knows Fantasy Recap, brought to you by the Jewelry Center. Shop their 3 convenient locations for engagement rings, wedding bands, diamonds, watch batteries, and jewelry repair. Go to shoptjc.com.
All right, time now to find out from our executive producer, Dan Plucker, how we did in fantasy. And as I said before the break, if I say your name on the airwaves, that will be the end of you being, I'm like the cooler of fantasy football. Josh Allen tearing it up for the Bills. They play the winless Jets, and they barely won the stupid game. Unbelievable.
Can you believe that?
Horrible. No absolutely touchdown. Horrible. Go ahead, Plucker.
You didn't even finish in last, Sparky.
Whatever. It's still
I did. I picked Patrick Mahomes. He had 12 fantasy points. I couldn't believe it after seeing that game. They won by so much.
They scored on all phases. That's a problem. They played a complete game.
They did. So, Sparky, you actually finished second to last, so you get that extra point. So, good for you. 16.4 points for Josh Allen. Our callers finished in third, right in the middle of the pack, with Deshaun Watson. He had 24.2. Gary came in second. He picked Aaron Rodgers, obviously a huge game. Would have been better off if we would have picked Devontae Adams over a quarterback. And then number one is Leroy. He had Kyler Murray. I told you last week, I think this is the time where Leroy goes on his little run that he goes on every year.
Yep.
Catches back up. Unfortunately, in the season standings, he's still in last place with 18 points. Sparky and the callers are tied at 19. They get a little bit closer to me at 21. And then Gary just keeps being Gary, 7 points ahead at 28. So he's up 10 to Leroy. Well, it is in the grand scheme of things because you can only pick up 5 points in a week. So,
and that's if you stink.
Right. Basically, Gary has a 2-week advantage over all of us right now.
Well, long way to go. We go through the Super Bowl.
That's true.
It's a long way to go.
That is a long way to go.
Plucker, you're going to make a great parent because you make the worst situation sound so great. You do, man. You have a great gift with that, so you're going to make a great parent.
Been a Lions fan. Had to figure something out. Hey, Sight and Sound Solutions, with the internet more important
than ever.
Just
let it go. It's best don't even say nothing.
I'm very hurt right now.
No, yo! Mandela told me when Steve does that to ignore him, and it'll go away quicker. If we react to it, he'll say, zinger, I got him.
You know me too well. People working from home and kids home doing online learning.
Shout out to Anthony Mandela. I miss him.
I miss him too. Sight and Sound Solutions can help you out, right? So you get AT&T Fiber Internet for $39.99.
So I said that. I miss you too, Andy.
Al took care of it. He just got a cat over the weekend.
What's the name?
He didn't give me a name. Just sent me a picture. I don't know what the name of it is.
He didn't give you a name?
No. And I didn't ask either, to be fair.
It must be Fluffy or something like that.
It's a small little cat. I'll send you the picture. Get AT&T Fiber Internet for $39.99. Got it myself. Got it in our house. Love it. Introducing the new AT&T TV Stream Your Channel Package. DVR cloud storage with unlimited recordings. Access to over 40,000 titles on demand. And access to over 5,000 apps. That's a lot of stuff you can watch. AT&T TV Choice Package does include Fox Sports Wisconsin. So you can get the Choice Package and Internet for under $89 a month. That's a great deal. And you can get $250 in Visa cards. And who can't use $250 in Visa cards right now? Sight and Sound Solutions are saving people money on a monthly basis and offering $200 in Visa cards during these trying times. For existing customers, call Al today to work out a new deal. Al is the best at Sight and Sound Solutions. Been with them for years. Customer service is unmatched. Call Al today, 262-754-1500. That's Sight and Sound Solutions. Call Al right now, 262-754-1500. Here's Mike Clemens.
It's a Robert Half Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHalfDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the G-Winder Plumbing Studios. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. A busy, busy show coming up tonight. You want to stay tuned. College Sports Show tonight, 6 to 8. Their guy Don Wachilis and Dan Underberg. I'm sure they will have all kinds of Badger stuff to talk about with Graham Mertz and so forth. 6 to 8 tonight, every Monday night. Our College Sports Show here on The Fan.
When
are
we going to get some news, Steve, you think?
I don't know. These COVID test results, good luck. I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know how long it takes to get these done. I don't know which ones they're doing and so forth.
I'm going to be patient. Okay.
I don't know. The sooner the better for me would be nice. Okay. So now time to recap our predictions for the game and our MVP predictions as well. First, let's talk about our predictions for the game themselves, and then we'll get to the MVP predictions.
All right, so clearly the Packers won 35-20 in the game. Leroy said that it would be 42-38, which is pretty close. I had 34-17.
That's really close.
That is really close. Yeah. Gary said 31-21, also pretty close. Yeah. And then Sparky said 27-20.
Nice.
So in terms of the MVP, debate between Devontae and Aaron Rodgers probably goes to Devontae, right?
So that means I got to play this then.
Steve, let me get 280 yards out of Rodgers. 280 what? and give me three touchdowns.
What did Rodgers end up with?
283-4.
Sheesh.
So that's pretty close as well.
That's pretty good.
But I think
go ahead.
Sorry, I think Devontae probably gets the nod for MVP of the game though, with 13 receptions, almost 200 yards receiving.
I would agree.
Leroy said it would be whoever plays left tackle, no sacks.
Billy Turner played really well.
Yeah,
They only allowed one hit, I think, on Rodgers the whole game.
Right, and I think all of these guys could have ended up being MVP. I picked Jair Alexander. He was my best defense pick as well. He shut down Will Fuller the whole game. Gary picked Aaron Rodgers. We just went over that. And then Sparky, you did say Devontae Adams. So, I don't know, bonus points for you, I guess, for picking the right MVP.
Thank you.
I think this is what I think, though. With Billy Turner – because we're going to split the vote between Gary and Steve, because of Devontae Adams and Aaron actually worked together. If it wasn't for Billy Turner, you couldn't get those yardage from Devontae or Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
It'll be just like having a third party instead of the Republicans or the Democrats. So you would split should win. Because this is politics.
Good, all right.
Politicking for my guy.
That's good.
Billy Turner should be the MVP. He's the left tackle. None of you thought it would happen. Y'all thought it would be a turnstile. You thought that J.J. Watt would get 8 sacks.
Did not say that.
Without Bakhtiari, the game is over. Oh, my goodness. So I think the MVP should be to number 70.
Take his mimicking of Bakhtiari so we can play that back tomorrow. Okay, here is something that happened in the Lions Falcons game that blew my mind.
Todd Gurley to the goal line, touchdown! I think he thought about waiting and letting the clock run out.
Well, I don't think there's any question. I think he was trying to not get in, and Detroit wanted him to get in.
But the guy can't help it. He's a touchdown machine.
A touchdown machine.
It
well,
is, but you know,
Gurley was not happy after the game about said thing.
I was mad as hell. I was trying not to. My momentum took me in. It's kind of crazy. Last time I played Detroit, I went down, and this time I end up scoring. It's like, what goes around comes around. So, it's one of them unfortunate situations I've been in. I mean, plenty of those situations. That's my rookie year, about 6 or 7, and I've always got down. Just was an unfortunate one right there. So.
Then he had a couple seconds left on the clock, and this happened.
What kind of pressure do they put on Matthew Stafford? He has time. Hesitates, throws, touchdown, Lions! And T.J. Hockenson.
And that's how it ends. So I feel bad for Todd Gurley, but at the end of the day, for all the crazy crap that happens to Lions fans, it's actually kind of okay with me at the end of the day.
If Matthew Stafford plays 3 more years, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's never going to be a Hall of Famer. Just stop the nonsense.
He's going to have
yards.
More
don't matter.
Yards.
Don't matter.
It does matter.
No, it does not. No. Nope.
They're going to say he put up all
different
that
era.
By himself.
Doesn't matter.
I'm
different.
Telling you.
Different era. I'm doesn't matter. He is Leroy Butler. He will be.
Hey, let's watch them Bears. Bears on tonight. The Bears and the Rams on tonight.
Yeah, that's fun. Tell me what happened. Pro Football Hall of Famer is soon to be Leroy Butler. Gary Ellers and Steve Sparky. Pfeiffer, enjoy the rest of your night. College Sports Show with Don Chills, Dan Underberg up next.
Not yet,
talking
man.
Badgers and Graham Mertz.
Toodles.
Now here we go.
Toodles. Now.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.